traffic was just, I mean, terrible. I appreciate you all coming in and being here so early this morning and such short notice. I know several of you, and some of the new faces here I do not know, so let me introduce myself and make sure we know what, who I am and what we're here for today. My name is Howard Jensen, and I'm the CEO of Detroit Development Incorporated. You should all have received a press release, I think. Did everybody get one?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. A very exciting announcement to make today for the city of Detroit, involving the city of Detroit. And I have a short statement, and then I'll be glad to take any questions you might have. What I'm here today to announce is that at the conclusion of the current hockey season, the current Joe Louis Arena will be razed and a brand new facility will be built in its place. It's taken years of planning, many options were discussed, and this is the best option for the city and for Olympia Entertainment and the Yelliches and for the team. I don't have all the details of the new building, but I'll give you what I got. The new structure will be built in the same location as the current structure. Now, the first question you might have is, well, where are the wings going to play? This project is going to take approximately 2 years. In that space of time, the Detroit Red Wings will play all their home games at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Now, if you remember, the Palace did host the International Hockey League for several years. The Detroit Vipers played there, so it is of NHL regulation. They even have a Zamboni. So the Wings will play there. While we're on that topic, any conflict schedules between the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Pistons, and as you know, the seasons do overlap, the officials from the NBA and the NHL are working those out currently. I think, we don't know where the Pistons might play yet, so I'm not even going to address that. What I can tell you about the new Joe Louis Arena, it will still be called the Joe Louis Arena. It will be a larger structure. There will be more room in it. If you have been to the Joe at all, you know that if you are 5'2", things work out pretty well, but if you're anything over that, you can come out with the bruises and other things, trying to sit in seats, get down aisles, steeps, the stairs are too steep. All that will be addressed in the new building. There'll be wider chairs, there'll be wider aisles, and so on. There'll be improved amenities, more restrooms, modernized restrooms, more concession stands. The new facility will feature a Detroit Red Wing Museum, which will also feature items concerning the development of the National Hockey League, as well as the Wings. For the teams, there'll be state-of-the-art facilities, state-of-the-art locker rooms, equipment rooms, weight rooms, and so forth. It will be the jewel of the National Hockey League. As I said, the process will take about 2 years. The estimated cost is about $250 million to include the tearing down of the current facility and the building of a new one. The new arena will seat approximately 19,500. Not including luxury boxes. Those have yet to be finalized. So it'll be over that. The new building will be owned and operated by Olympia Entertainment. It will not be owned and operated by the city of Detroit. And of course, Olympia Entertainment is owned and operated by Mike Ilitch, who also owns the Detroit Tigers and the Little Caesars Pizza chain, among other holdings. Okay. The money will not be any taxpayer-based. None of the $250 million will come out of taxpayer funds. The arena will be a hockey arena, but of course we're going to build a multi-purpose facility. We're very excited about this. Improved acoustics for concerts, other events that we can bring shows back to downtown Detroit and help in its revitalization. And again, well, there's one more point about the building of the new structure. It will be as ecologically friendly as possible. We'll use as many recycled materials as we can. It'll be as green as we can possibly make it. Okay. So we're very excited about this. Again, we're scheduled to begin at the end of the current hockey season, which, of course, for Red Wings fans, we hope that's, in June sometime. So we're not quite sure when it will start. Okay. And that's it. That's a very exciting announcement, and I'm very happy to bring it to you today. Do you have any questions about any of this? I see a few. Shane.
Do you know what the new building will be called?
It will still be called the Joe Louis Arena. It will not be the new Joe Louis Arena. It will not be sold, as far as we know, to a corporate sponsor. It will not be the PNC Bank Joe Louis Arena, as far as we know. It will not have that monitor.
One of the issues right now with the Joe Louis Arena is that it's on the riverfront, but it's not utilizing the views. Is there going to be anything to open up a view?
The final rendering of the building, I can tell you this, it will utilize more of the view of the river, okay, number one. Number two, the architecture, again, will resemble, at least the facade, will resemble the old Olympia Stadium. There we go. Gone will be the endless steps to get up and into the place. It will be completely rethought, and it will resemble the Olympia Stadium, to give it that feel. So, yes, to answer your question, we'll utilize more of the riverfront deal.
Are they doing anything with parking?
Parking, no. Not at this time.
When will this be done again?
When it will be done?
When will it be started?
It'll be about 2 years after the end of the current hockey season. So that would be the 2014-15 season, I believe. We don't anticipate moving in the middle of a season. We'll probably try to start the season, regardless of when exactly it finishes. Jordan?
How many still will be seated?
About 19,500, but that does not include luxury boxes, which of course can hold more than that, so it'll be slightly larger than the current arena.
You mentioned that there being a museum put in. Is there anything else that they're going to keep from Joe Louis currently to make it kind of keep the history of Joe Louis? A lot of Detroit fans kind of don't, they've been going there for years and want to keep something other than the museum. Is there anything that they're keeping historical value?
There won't be any. We have planned everything that's there is so old. I mean, the building is 32 years old. When the Joe Louis Arena was built, it was a state-of-the-art facility at the time, but that was about 1970 something or 1980, whatever. The seats. You remember what happened at Tiger Stadium? Seats, scoreboards. You know, 2x4s, whatever came out of Tiger Stadium, were auctioned or sold. You had an opportunity to buy it. That will also happen with the Joe Louis. We're not going to keep very much from the current arena in the new arena, per se, but fans will have access to it, and again, the money's raised will be going to the Illich's favorite or preferred charities. I don't have a lot of detail on that yet, but that will happen.
How much was the cost again, and how much did you say it was coming from taxpayer money?
It's about $250 million. Again, it's hard to estimate this. Hopefully it'll be less than that. None of it will be paid with taxpayer money. It will all be privately funded. Brian, yes. Nice to see you. How are you?
Good.
Been a long time.
Two-part question. You said that, as far as you know, none of it will be coming from taxpayer money. Will the entire bill be fronted by Illich Holdings Incorporated?
And investors, yes.
And investors.
And
private
investors, yes.
How many Detroit area jobs do you expect this to create?
Throughout the course of the whole project, we estimate around, and again, it's an estimate around 500.
Okay.
Not all will come from the Detroit area. Some need to come from outside because of the specialization in terms of dismantling buildings and so forth and whatnot. But we think around 500, something like that, from beginning to end.
The building's going to be larger, right?
Yeah, the footprint will be slightly larger.
Do you need more property or deal with that?
Yeah, that'll be taken care of. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Kate.
When you say that about 500 jobs will be created for
construction type jobs, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you're talking about what it should be.
Rich?
Will the people mover still be incorporated in
yes.
The
city? Yes. Yes.
You mentioned that they're not doing anything with parking since it is a bigger facility and it could potentially hold more people. Are they going to add any parking at all or look into that in the future?
We are, yes. We are looking into that in the future because we know that's going to be an issue. But there aren't any plans to tear down that current structure and rebuild that at this time.
Was there any conflict with Auburn Hills as far as housing the Red Wings there and rescheduling?
No. Okay. All that was worked out. That's what's taken some time. It was a logical place to go, but of course there are a lot of problems in doing that. Again, schedule conflicts and just general changing over from wood to ice and ice to wood and maintaining the ice under the floor, and that can all cause problems. So,
now, I expect that would boost the economy in Auburn Hills for that two-year period.
What, start again?
That would possibly boost the economy in Auburn Hills for that two-year period.
Oh, sure it will. Okay. I'm sure it will have a positive effect on it. Minnie?
How many seats did the old building hold?
Short of 18. I don't know the exact number, but it was short of 18,000. Mike?
You mentioned that the name's still going to be Jill O'Serena.
Yes.
Was there any discussion about selling the naming rights, or will there be in the future?
Well, Mr. Illich prefers not to do that. And I imagine if he were to sell it, he'd sell it to himself. It would be the Little Caesars Jill O'Serena. But I don't think he's going to do that. Yes.
You said that when the board of McAllister, you approved by... The Red Wings can play at Palace.
Yes, the size of the ice, the amenities, the things the National Hockey League requires are all met at the Palace of Auburn Hills, yes. You know, it's got to be a certain size and other things I really don't know that much about and want to go into, but that is approved. They can play there legally. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Will there be an increase in the price of tickets or concessions?
Oh, I'm sure there will be. But if we did nothing... 2 years from now, there probably would have been an increase in ticket prices anyway. So, yes, I don't think it's going to be a huge sum, but it would have gone up regardless. Shane?
Will the ticket prices be lowered during the move to the Palace?
I have no comment on that.
Do you guys have to share some of your costs with your income with the Palace? Since they're like, are you guys paying them at all, or are they just letting you use them?
There's a rather complex financial arrangement that's been worked out, yes.
Was there any speculation about there being any auctions to sell off memorabilia from the old Joe Louis Arena?
Yes. Again, exactly what will be included is not clear. But like the Tiger Stadium, seats, other, I don't know, restroom signs. I mean, I don't know what that might all entail. But yes, there will be made available. I think it will probably go through eBay or something similar. Where people have an opportunity to buy it, proceeds going to a charitable organization. At least that's the plan.
Will the change in state in the stadium, or the change from Joe Louis to the Palace with the seating arrangement, will it affect season ticket holders at all? You know, like where there are?
Every attempt will be made to make the transition as smooth as possible. Season ticket holders will be advised of this in detail. Letters will be mailed out to season ticket holders. Here's what we're doing. Here are your options. And we'll try to accommodate everybody that we can.
You said there's approved amenities. What are all the approved amenities again? What
would
it be? You
said restaurants, snacks, amenities being more comfortable chairs. The seats will be wider. The aisles will be wider. I mean, it won't be quite like sitting at home, but it'll be unlike. It'll be less like sitting in a box. Okay. There'll be more restrooms. They'll be modernized. More concession stands. Just more room to move around, and everything will be modernized.
Okay. You mentioned something about the new Joe Louis being used for concert venues and such. Can you repeat what you mentioned about that?
Well, whenever you build,
are they going to use the normal stadium? Like,
I'm sorry. What?
The new stadium. Are they just going to do it like they do with the old Joe Louis now, just cover the ice, put the stage out?
Pretty much. Yeah. When Joe Louis was built, like with the Palace, when it was built, it was constructed with concerts in mind. There were acoustic considerations, although some may argue that how successful that's been. It is a hockey arena, there's no question about that. It's not going to be the Fisher Theater, but it will be constructed with that in mind. A multi-purpose facility, including concerts, acoustic treatments will be incorporated into this. The way where glass is placed, where seating is placed, and so forth will all be state of the art and is done as well as we can do it at this point. Brooklyn.
Do you know if the Red Wings players have any superstitions or weird feelings about playing at the Palace because the Joe's kind of at home and they were on that long streak?
I'm not really, you know, that in tune with or talked to any hockey players, but what I have read, every hockey player is superstitious about something or other.
Right.
I'm sure there will be some issues there, but I also assume since they are professionals, they'll be able to go out and do that. It'll be home for 2 years, so they'll have to, I guess.
soon before parking plans will be established?
I have no information to tell you on that. I don't know. It will be soon. It might be as early as next month or next week. I don't know. Nothing's been finalized. I didn't come prepared to with any information today. I just don't know right now.
There were rumors in the past about a mall being incorporated with an arena. Are those plans still in place? Or?
No, they are not.
What was the exchange like between DDI and Illich Holdings to finally codify this decision, and how long was the parlay pertaining thereto?
Discussions between the two organizations have gone on for about 18 months, off and on. Again, these discussions actually started with the Davidsons, and when Mr. Davidson passed away, that obviously put everything in neutral for a while, and then the new ownership came in, and they had to get settled and so forth. So about 18 months or so, I would say. I was not in those meetings, so I don't know how exactly it went on, but obviously something was mutually agreed upon, and we're moving forward with this, and we're very excited about it.
Is the project going on for 2 years? Will there be any sort of blueprint or pictures of the new facility available?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So this isn't quite finished yet, so I don't have any pictures to show you today. I'm sorry. RJ.
When you get the pictures, will they be on Red Wings website or anything?
On what?
The Red Wings website?
When this information is released, ladies and gentlemen, it will be on everything. We're going to have people walking out putting bumper stickers on your car. That's all. I'm just kidding. Yes, you will. Yeah, you'll hear about it, believe me. Okay. Anybody else?
What will you all do with the income that you get? Will you help
the
nonprofit organization? What will you give back to the city?
The income that we get from?
Yes, from when you build it, like the venues and everything from the games. Will you give anything back to the nonprofit organization with this new facility? With it being charged more and everything?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think we do currently. But again, my job is to coordinate and facilitate the implementation of this project. What Olympia Entertainment does with its profits and where it goes, I'm not necessarily privy to that information. It's not part of my job. So I don't have an answer for you. I don't know.
I did hear you say something about money raised will go to charity. What was that?
From sale of memorabilia and items in the current facility. Again, a little vague on that too, but we'll get more details out for you. We know where you work.
Where was the old Olympia building located?
That's a good question too. Does anybody know where the old Olympia was located? Well, the old Olympia was a long time ago, so.
Is that the building next to the Cobo?
I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, so I'm not.
Video?
I'm not real up on Detroit history. And I evidently neither are you, so. Anybody else? Well, I thank you again for coming. They were great questions, and I appreciate it. Now, you have a press release there, and you have a contact person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, feel free to call Richard if you have any further questions. Okay. Thank you very much for being in touch.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, that was a really good question. There you go. It's good for what? You want to get paid or extra credit or something? I was always digging for something. Paid, extra credit, I don't know. McDonald's coupon, something. Free cheeseburger, something. That's good. All right. Well, you should have all the information you need, right?
Yeah.
Good. All right. So you got 20 minutes to write it. 20 minutes to write it.
Write
what? The story. I want everybody to write the story right now. 20 minutes. Again. It doesn't have to be a Peabody Award winner. You just have to get the facts out, tell me what the story's about, tell me what I need to know for all that information we've got.
Yeah, right.
Old man Derek Fisher running
the like this. We done? Everybody got something?
Yep.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Not going to tell me?
Yes.
I got something.
You got what?
I got something.
You got something? Well, that's all you need, something.
Yeah.
I'm not going with the Peabody Award on this one yet.
This is good.
Well, if you have something, if you've got five lines or six lines to tell me that, you know, there's going to be a new Joe Lucerina and whatever facts you have listed there, congratulations, because that's what you do. Anybody have any questions about it?
Nope.
Mr. Brad.
You have to mention you did.
Me?
Yeah.
I wasn't here. If you were to mention me in it, I wouldn't have any idea what the context is.
Do the second sentence that you told me.
No, I wouldn't mention me in it.
Are we
giving
our own opinions, or are we just giving facts?
Your opinions?
Like, are we making it our story? Like, what, from the facts we get, or is it just facts? What's going to be made?
I don't know what you mean.
Like, okay, say if you use this radio station, you make a news story, and you make it for your listeners, and how they feel about the whole situation.
It's not about how they feel. Your job is not to tell them unless you do a survey about how they feel. No. You're telling them the story. Just like the firefighter story or just like any of them. This is what's happening and this is who says. Not me. I guarantee the point. Move on. What's good, where's a good place for your source to go?
Second sentence.
Yes. I agree with the second sentence. Remember, it's not about him, whoever he is. Okay, anybody else have a question about this story? No?
No.
No?
No.
Do next week. See, now you see you got your homework done, see?
Yes. I like that.
Yeah. All you gotta do is type it.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I need your wraparound stories before you leave today. The question before the court is, can the story be, I'd be glad to look over the story, as always.
Yeah.
I'm sure I get your wrap around. Next week on the show, not nearly as much fun.
Yeah.
Howard can't come back.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the weather at the broadcasting telephone
conversation.
We need to be back at 11 o'clock, Larry. Thank you very much for seeing you. Lovely audience.